This is but one of a thousand true crimes.
Hey everyone, welcome back to A Thousand True Crimes. I'm your host, Chelsea, and of course I'm here with my lovely co-host, Joe. How you doing, girl?
Hey everyone, I'm good. How are you?
I'm still sick.
Yeah, I can hear it.
I know. I'm not a fan. I don't know what it is. It's been like 2 weeks. My throat hurts. I'm over it. My whole household's sick. It's not fun.
Rough times. Rough times.
So I apologize. There's going to be a lot of coughing and a lot of in this episode.
We'll get through it.
But
how's your week?
Yeah, so how's...
Do you have a good week?
Yeah. I mean, it's
other
a
than
week.
Being sick?
Other than being sick. It just sucks because it's not like you can... Like, I work part-time, too. So, like, one of my clients was like, oh, why don't you just take the time off? And I'm like, even if I did take time off of work, like, I'm not sitting down and relaxing.
Right, right. It's like still, I got to function.
I have a toddler. Yeah. Like, I'm constantly on the go. So, I feel like things that, like, will take a normal week is just, like, double time. Because you don't have that time to just rest.
Yeah, so, that's true.
Yeah, I don't know. They should make a vaccine that makes anyone with a toddler immune to any just like viruses. You just can never get sick.
It only it's a 4-year vaccine, then it's gone. Yep.
That's it. But then that was good. How's your week?
It's been all right. It's been weird. Yeah, every week brings new and interesting perspectives. With, you know, grief. And, yeah, it's been a weird one. But we got through it. I would say all in all, decent.
Mm. Well, that's good. And
starting my new therapy next week.
Ooh. Always good for therapy, man.
Yeah, I finally found, like, someone whose wait list I was on finally called me because there's so many wait lists for therapists these days. But... it's harder to find people who specify in, like, suicide loss recovery. Mm-hmm. And this lady seems to have, like, some really good stuff. So I'm excited. I keep hoping that, like, I'm going to start therapy and it's just not going to hurt so bad. But I don't think that's how that works.
No, it's probably going to hurt worse and then get better.
Yep.
I feel like therapy is one of those things that's like, oh, you think you're doing great? I'm about to ruin your whole day.
Let me tell you what's really going on.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously. Oh, I am 100% sure that that woman is going to call me out with, like, the reason that you're staying so busy is because when you are alone, then everything hits you. And you've got to learn how to sit in those, like, quiet times. And I'm going to be like, no. I don't want to.
I'm just going to drink my wine and pretend like everything's great.
Everything's great. My husband's just on a really long trip.
Yeah. Oh, well, speaking of drinking, as you're chugging, what are you drinking over there? Another red wine?
Yeah, so this time I have the 14 Hands Merlot, which don't tell anybody, but I actually prefer it refrigerated.
My husband started doing that, like, refrigerating red wine, and I can't
you know,
do it.
Most of them I don't like. You put a Cab Sav in a fridge, oh, listen, you've ruined it. You've ruined the wine. Now we have to wait for it to get room temperature. Like, and a lot of Merlots I don't like, but someone popped this one in the fridge after, I don't know, we had, like, people over, and I don't think they, because, you know, you get the stoppers,
mm-hmm.
and I just don't think they knew where the stopper was, so they just popped it in the fridge.
So and now you have to.
The next night, I was like... well, it's refrigerated, but I want some wine, so I pulled it out and drank it, and I was like, this actually is not bad. So the only ones I found
for the North Carolina summers.
That's right. The 14 Hands Merlot is good, and then the Winking Owl Red Blend is good refrigerated as well.
Mm. Very nice. Well, that is good.
What are you drinking over there?
Well, I'm switching mine up. I'm going. I have a rosé. Dark Horse Rosé.
Throwback.
Nothing too. Throwback. I know. Part of me was like, should I just have, like, the responsible adult would have, like, tea with, like, lemon and honey because my throat hurts. But I'm not responsible.
But we got podcasts to make.
See, there we go. I am just going to apologize. because it's going to happen a lot. But yeah, so, well, it's Thursday night. It's Friday Eve. Are you ready to just bring yourself down a little bit?
Because that's what we're about to do.
Because this, as I was like researching this,
we talk a lot of shit about true crime for people who really like true crime.
I know, right? Real quick side note, have you seen, what is that show on Hulu? It just came out. It's like Only Murders in This Building.
Yes, I love it. I love it.
I mean, so like I like started watching it and then I got busy, and it's definitely a show that you can't just like,
yeah, you gotta watch
on. Like, you have to watch it. So I need to go back, but I think I'm just gonna wait till all the episodes come out and then I'm just gonna binge it. Yeah, dude. Streaming has ruined my whole like waiting for episodes. Like, yeah. I will lose interest real quick, so I have to stream it. But
or you just forget about it.
Yeah, and I just go back to like Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
So, yeah. but yeah, and so anyways, that's a really funny show. If anybody wants it, it makes fun of true crime podcasters.
Yes, it's fantastic.
It's really, and great actors.
Of course, Steve Martin, Martin Short, like the dynamic duo, like
Selena Gomez,
and then of course Selena Gomez hops in there, and I'm like, oh, she's got some skills too. So yeah, it's great. I'm loving it. I'm really enjoying it. You guys should check it out. We should have like a sub thread in our group where we just talk about it when it comes out. Not with Chelsea, though, because Chelsea's gonna wait till the end.
No, I'll still, it doesn't matter to me. I'll still, I'm not that intense about things. All right, but I just like, anyways, before I went on that tangent.
Oh.
But as I was researching this case, I was like, oh, Joe's going to be so pissed.
Oh,
man. You're going to get so mad.
Here we go, you guys. So mad. Get ready.
Okay.
Wait, before we start, I also have to just remind everybody we are coming up on the last, let's see, we have exactly 2 weeks until we do our drawing. So you have 2 more weeks to get your screenshots into us so we can enter you in the raffle so you can win some of our merch. Just to run through what that is again, if you listen on Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review or a just a 5-star rating. Take a screenshot of that and send it to us because it can take up to 30 days for those to appear so that we could see them. Also, if you listen on the other platforms, just give us a like, a follow, a subscribe, whatever your platform requires. Send us a screenshot and that is your raffle ticket. We're going to do the drawing on the 30th and then we will be in touch with all of our winners and we'll send you guys our very first piece of merch, which is a little fridge magnet with our clip art, our little cover art on it.
Yay. All right. Well, are you ready to talk about Lawrence Singleton?
I guess. Okay. I am well, so not excited to. About this.
Yeah. So I got a lot of my information from the blog/podcast Criminally Intrigued.
Okay.
I also got some information from a post on scarymommy.com and some information from an LA Times article as well. But most of it came from the Criminally Intrigued blog. Okay.
Oh, my God. I know this story. Do you know this one? This is a bad one, you guys. I know this story. Yeah. I mean, it's like a really amazing and incredible story, but also horribly horrendous. So just brace yourself.
I thought there was like it's interesting because like there's not a lot of information from his earlier life that I could find. But I mean, I guess it makes sense because of how like the years this took place in. But so it was like in the, a lot of the articles it was all like same information. There's like some that was like a little different, but nothing like too different, like too crazy.
Yeah.
So it was just interesting. And I even did like a Google search. I was like, ID channel Lawrence Singleton to see. Mm-hmm. And like nothing popped up. And I was like,
really?
I don't know. I could have not been Googling it right. Who the freak?
But like, yeah, you would think that there would be like a trillion documentaries.
There probably is. Somebody's going to be like, well, you're an idiot because it's literally like season one, episode two of like some random show. And I'll be like, well,
why again, don't they even
if
have
it's
the
not
woman's
right
name?
There when I see it, like I'm like a guy. I'm like, where's the milk? And it's like, nah, it's right in front of me. Yeah, that's about as far as I go.
Yeah.
All right, so let's dive on in to the case of Lawrence Singleton.
Okay, and here we go. And I honestly don't know that much about this case, just like in from people talking about it. So it'll be interesting, and of course the end story. But it'll be interesting to actually hear about what all went down.
So Lawrence was born in Tampa, Florida on July 28, 1927. He had worked as a merchant marine seaman, and
seaman.
I say first victim, but maybe it should be like his first known victim.
Okay.
Was 15-year-old Mary Vincent. So Mary Vincent was born in 1963, and at 15, she was already a successful competitive dancer, and she had a very bright future in dance. She was a lead dancer at the Lido de Paris in Las Vegas, then Hawaii, and Australia. So nice. She has accomplished more in her life than I have done in my 30-plus years. So.
Yeah, yeah. Not a hard bar for either Chelsea or I to surpass our life accomplishments, much. But that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, she's doing real great. On September 29th, 1978, Mary's life would change forever, though. Her parents were going through a rough time and were getting a divorce. And she decided she kind of wanted to get away from all the fighting and get a break. So she decided she was going to hitchhike from Las Vegas to her grandfather's house in Corona, California. Now, this is the 70s, and it's towards the end of the 70s. And this is hitchhiking was a very common practice.
Yeah.
At that time, which is like probably why there's so many damn serial killers back then.
Right.
I feel like 70s and 80s. And she was actually waiting with some other girls to get a ride when a blue van pulled off and offered to take her, even though it was out of his way. Red flag number one.
Yep.
Because no one just does that. So some of the girls told Mary, like, don't go. Something's not right. They said something was off. But Mary didn't get a weird vibe from him, and he came off more grandfatherly because Lawrence was, like, in his early 50s at the time. So Mary gets in the car, and she ends up falling asleep, which, like, I would have so much anxiety.
I know.
Like, I don't even like getting into Ubers past, like, when the sun goes down, like, I will not get into an Uber.
I know.
By myself. Like, this, like, I just could never do that.
Yeah.
Not victim blaming. I just don't know, like, how people can.
People in general, like, who are easy sleepers, shock
me. Yeah, listen, I swear the armed forces.
I think it's a man thing.
They must
thing.
Spend weeks training you. No, it's even girls in there. They must Valid. Spend like a week training you how to sleep in any type of position possible because it blows my mind. And I'm over here like, I can hear the faucet leaking from downstairs.
I know. Sleep. Listen, a mouse just sneezed under the basement. I'm going to have to be up for the next 5 hours. My husband was the
I
same way.
I can hear
way.
The newborn baby like six houses down.
Oh, so, dude, like, I'm wondering because, you know, he was in the Navy. Like, I'm wondering if that's part of it. Like, because he was the same way. He would always joke. He was like, just don't let me go horizontal and then I won't fall asleep.
There you go. I don't know. But Mary falls asleep. And when she wakes up, she notices that Lawrence had missed a turn for Interstate 5 and was going in the wrong direction. So she gets pissed. And this is where I read in some articles, but then other articles, it wasn't listed. I read that she like started like threatening him with like a weapon of something, but I don't know. That one's a little hazy.
Yeah.
But she gets pissed and Lawrence actually ends up turning around the van. And he plays it off that it's an honest mistake. And they start driving back in the direction they need to be in. So eventually Lawrence tells her he needs to go to the bathroom and get some fresh air and pulls the van over. Mary gets out as well to stretch her legs. And while she was distracted, Lawrence sneaks up behind her and hits her over the head with a hammer.
Yep.
He then subdues her and forces her to like drink some type of alcohol. And Lawrence drives further down the deserted road to a nearby canyon where he would spend the night brutally raping her and torturing her. Okay. So he doesn't end up killing Mary, but he eventually decides like he has to kill her because if he lets her go, then she can recognize him.
Right.
Okay. This is where it gets like real.
All right.
Rough.
Here we go, so everyone.
If you're eating, you might not want to. So while fully conscious, he lays Mary on her side and takes out a hatchet and hacks off both of her arms up by her elbow.
Mm-hmm.
He then took her to the canyon, stuffed her into a pipe, and left her to die. Like, could you imagine being fully aware of, like, what was happening?
Nope.
That amount of, like, and she stayed conscious during that. Like, how does she, like, not pass out from the pain?
I don't know.
I, like, cry when I, like, stub my toe.
I mean, it's got to be, like, grace of God, right? Because the fact that she was conscious is what saved her life.
Well, so, she would soon lose consciousness, but she miraculously wakes up. And at this point, she's completely nude and she's covered in her own blood.
Oof.
So she knew at this point, if she did not get out of that canyon, she's going to die.
Yeah.
So she packs the stumps where her arm used to be with dirt to stop bleeding. And she ends up, like, pretty much climbing / army crawling up a 30-foot incline and back to the main road.
Can you believe that?
No.
Like, that's insane. No.
Like, right there, badass.
I know. Goddamn,
like,
queen.
Whenever men are like, women are the weaker sex, I'm going to be like, go look up Mary Single, like, go look up Mary Vincent and tell me.
Right, I know.
Because not a lot of men would be able to do that. I hate to break that to you.
Not a lot of people in general. I mean, that shit's insane.
I know. The will to live, man.
She had it. I have a feeling I would have just been like, yeah, you know what? Had a good life. This is how I go.
Yeah. I would just be crying.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah. Just like sitting
yeah,
there.
I don't even know. So Mary walks 3 miles and she keeps her arms raised in the air for 3 miles.
Because she's so smart and still has her shit enough together to think this is going to slow down the bleeding. Like, forget about the fact that she climbed out of the canyon. Forget about all that. She, like, or despite all of that, she has still got her wits about her.
Yep.
Insane.
I wouldn't. Like, I wouldn't even think, okay, I need to pack my wounds with dirt and mud, which, like, by the way, you know, survival people will tell you not to do that because of bacteria. But at that point, like, you got to do what you got to do.
Right.
She's naked. But I wouldn't even think of that. Like,
nope.
I would just be like, well.
Here's where I die.
That's what I'm telling you. Like, I can't survive, like, a nuclear apocalypse or end of the world type situation because I would just be in the corner crying. I would be useless. Like, I have no skills.
You have so many skills, first of all. But.
No. I can't garden. I can't farm. I can't kill animals. Like, I'm out.
You can motivate people to get shit done, though.
I can. I can yell really loud. But anyways. And I can, like, serve some looks to kill.
That's right. That's right.
So, okay. So anyways, she's walking 3 miles with her arms raised in the air, and this was to prevent the muscles from falling out. Now, a car did approach her, but sped off when they got close. Which, like, to be fair, that's like a horror film. Because she's...
Yeah.
You have to think what these people are seeing.
Yes. I'm not going to judge them.
They're in the middle
them.
Of the desert, completely...
But also, like, I'm judging nearby. Them a little bit.
Yeah.
You would have
stopped. But she's completely... If I had, like, my baby, I probably would not stop because I'd be like, I don't know what the situation
is. No, you would totally stop. You would drive, like, a mile down the road, then pull over and call 911.
This is the 70s. There's no cell phones.
That's true. You just have to put her in the car.
I feel like, bitch, you need to get in the trunk.
I cannot have blood all over this car.
I cannot. I just got my car detailed.
Meanwhile, I would have been like, bitch, get the fuck in the car right now. I don't know
no,
who's fucking chasing
would.
You. Let's fucking go.
I mean, even if I didn't, like, stop, I would 100% be speeding to go find a cop.
Go get help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be like, oh, I'm just going to pretend like I didn't see that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, she's completely nude, covered in head-to-toe blood, essentially. She's covered in dirt. She's missing her arms, and she has what is left of her, like, limbs up in the air.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I would be a little freaked out, too.
It's insane. It's insane.
So, thankfully, though, shortly after that car sped away, another car came and actually stopped to help her. So this is where I are. So I read that in one article, it was a couple, but I also read that it was like two women.
Okay. Okay.
So I don't know. But anyway, the second car finally comes and drives her to the airport where they are able to get more help. This one's like, it's so funny because I'm like, this is actually like my note wise, it's such a short like information out there. It's like only 2 pages.
Yeah, but there's still plenty.
Oh, there's still. We have plenty to talk about. All right, so before we get into how Lawrence gets caught, we're gonna take a quick little refill.
Everyone, top up your vino.
Or whatever you're drinking.
I think the worst is past us. No? Oh, God.
Anyways,
Go get drinks, friends.
So Mary is in the hospital, survived this horrific nightmare.
Survived.
Yeah. And she is able at she was actually able to come up with a composite sketch, and a neighbor of Lawrence's was able to identify him. Within 6 months, Mary is sitting in court identifying and testifying against Lawrence.
6 months.
So she is up there on the stands with like her prosthetic arms, and she's like, "Yep, it's this motherfucker right here." She
Good
probably said
one.
it a lot nicer, but I just like, and as a parent, I don't know how her parents did not like attack him.
I'm sure they wanted to.
And like, if somebody ever commits a crime against a child and that child's parent attacks the attacker, like
Should be
to me, I'm
allowed.
like, like the judge and the bailiff should just be like in the court, like, all right, until like the parent's starting to get like hurt, like we're good. You go for
We'll
it.
wait, everyone.
Well, wait, everyone, get it, work through your
We
emotions.
gotta exercise some parental rights here. Go ahead. No, I don't disagree
But
with you. I don't disagree with you at
yeah.
all. I mean, it's could
I know.
I'm not even a parent. If someone touches baby B,
You have to
just
like
I told you, I got like
some like when people don't wave to him, he's like, "Hi, hi," and they just don't acknowledge him. I'm like, oh, you're a fucking
You're
shitty
a
person.
bitch. God, fuck
Hate
you.
you.
How dare you?
Anyways, so that
It's like when
I
people are mean to like my girls. I'm always like, in my head, what I want to say is, well, they're probably just a fucking cunt.
Yeah,
But
but in reality, you're
it's
like,
like, well,
well, not
okay,
everyone's gonna like you. Not
and it's
everyone's gonna, you
complicated,
don't hate
yeah. Like,
it,
what? I
yeah.
don't know. But in my head,
But
I'm like, you are a delight and pure sunshine. I don't know what their problem is, but obviously, they are not people you want to be around.
so Lawrence is found guilty of kidnapping, attempted murder, rape, and other crimes. But this is where you're about to get mad.
Oh
But
no.
due to laws at the time in California, he was sentenced to only 14 years in prison. This was the max sentence the judge was allowed to give him.
What?
Because he didn't kill her. So it's attempted and it's rape.
14 years?
Oh girl,
Wait,
you're gonna get
what
even
year was
madder.
this? Hold on, what year was this?
1978.
Damn, you know, okay, so I don't know if anyone listens to True Crime Obsessed, but if you do, like, you know what they say, like, fuck the 70s, bruh.
I know. The 70s like had some weird shit going on.
Jesus fucking Christ, 14 years, wow, what a punishment.
So the judge did remark that if I had the power, I would send him to prison for the rest of his natural life. So like the judge was even
He
like,
wanted to, he just
he was
couldn't.
like, this is some bullshit, but there's literally nothing I can do right now.
Damn.
So also during the trial, Lawrence admitted that he had whispered the following to Mary in court. I'll finish the job if it takes me the rest of my life. Could you imagine?
Please tell me he got murdered in prison. No, of
No.
course not. Of course not, because the
Why would
wicked
I
people
think
never
such a
get their judges.
why do you think it would be a positive thing right now? We're like halfway
Yeah,
through.
no, you're right. It's
So
gonna
like
get way
obviously
worse.
there's
Yep.
more going on.
Oh my God.
So Mary even wins a $2.56 million lawsuit, but she would not be able to get anything from it since he was broke and only had like $200 in savings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
So that also is like, I'd be like, well, give me that fucking $200.
In A, just right.
You're in jail for the next 14 years, and every paycheck you get, like,
It's
to just go
mine.
automatically to me.
And then
Done.
B, like, just imagine how much that medical cost was back then with like what rudimentary knowledge they had about prosthetics and all that kind of stuff. Just imagine the the medical costs. Mm-hmm. Like, it's got to be expansive.
And I'm sure there wasn't as many resources as mm-hmm. there would be now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't just go set up a GoFundMe page.
Right, right, right. Was this a big news story back then? Do you know?
It seemed like it. And okay. It pops up randomly. But, like, it hasn't, like, been in the news recently.
Yeah.
It's more just, like, people have stuff, like, true crime podcast or, mm-hmm, or true mm-hmm. crime people have stumbled upon it or, but, so activists and regular citizens are absolutely pissed about Lawrence's sentence, and they get even madder about the fact that he ends up only serving 8 out of the 14 years.
How?
We'll get to it. This leads to the passing of the Singleton Bill, which ceases the early release of criminals who use torture in their crime and allows for a 25 to life sentence as well.
I mean, that's good, I guess.
I mean, there was some silver lining came out of it. Yeah. Yeah,
it's a real thin silver lining, but I guess it's there.
Better than nothing.
8 years. Holy shit.
Lawrence was released early from jail due to good behavior, and he, like, was working in the jail and had positive, you know, feedback. And he was working as, like, a teacher's aide. What the fuck? So the psychiatrist he saw in jail said, because he is so out of touch with his hostility and anger, he remains an elevated threat to others' safety inside and outside prison.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, still he got out because, like, good behavior.
Damn, they really didn't give any shits about what he did.
No, and, like, I always say, like, you will get more time in jail for weed or stealing money than you would for rape.
Yep, or apparently chopping off a woman's arms while she's still alive. Like, why did he feel
so
he's obviously so deranged.
Mm-hmm. In my head, he's probably thinking, like I said, he's like, okay, I have to kill her because I can't let you go. Like, you're going to recognize me. Second off, and, like, honestly, I hate to say it, but, like, even though she's white, in the 70s, if she was hitchhiking, I don't know how much the police would actually do the investigation just for rape. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, like, that's probably true.
Like,
it might not have been
as, like, intense investigation.
Like, he wasn't as worried, you mean?
Well, like, I mean, when you hear things now, it's like, oh, even back, especially back then, like, if a woman was raped and that was it, like, not that.
No, I know what you mean, yeah. No, obviously it's not it, but that's how it was treated. Like,
you know, if she was raped,
yeah,
but you're a hitchhiker,
she's probably asking for it.
Yeah, that more mentality.
Yeah.
So, like, if he had just let her go, he might have gotten away.
I know.
And like, dude, this is the 70s. Again, they didn't have
interstate.
So he could have peaced the fuck out and gone back to Florida or Connecticut or wherever the fuck he wanted to go. And he would probably be fine.
So that's what I'm wondering. Like, why did he cross that line?
Well, because he's an idiot. I don't know.
Is he an idiot or is he just an evil, wicked person?
So I think he's an evil, wicked person. That's why I said in the beginning, I don't think this is his first victim.
Yeah.
But also in his mind, he's like, okay, I have to kill you. So think about it. If you cut someone's arms off and stuff them in a canyon at a 30-foot incline, your head, in your mind, you're not thinking that person's going to survive.
No.
But Mira's like, I'm going to get you.
Actually, so, I'm going to go ahead and survive. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So try again.
Yeah, and that's basically what he told her in court. I will try again. This fucking piece of shit. 8 fucking years? God damn it. I hope to God he is in hell right now, roasting on a rotisserie.
Mm-hmm. So at this point, he gets released. And pretty much any town that Lawrence wanted to live in, they were like hell to the no. And literally would not allow him to live there.
Nice.
In one town, 25 miles northeast of San Francisco, a crowd of 500 local protesters were up in arms and forced officers to move him under armed guards from a hotel room. In another town, he had to be removed from his apartment in a bulletproof vest.
That's, you know what?
Yeah. They were like, if you can do this to a child, like, we don't want you in this town.
Handled.
Like, you need to
go.
Good
for them. Like, we all need to start doing that kind of shit more often.
Seriously. So after several failed attempts, it was decided he would live in a trailer on the grounds of San Quentin during his year of, year of parole.
A year.
Yeah.
It's a fucking joke.
So eventually he is allowed to move back to Florida, and he would continue to get into trouble. He would be convicted of theft, but they were small, inexpensive things, so he got like 60 days.
Okay.
All right. So.
Oh, God. Here it comes.
Mm-hmm. On February 19th, 1997, a disturbing 911 call was placed. A local painter witnessed Lawrence, nude, covered in blood, repeatedly stabbing a nude woman who was lifeless.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. The caller said that he could hear her bones crunch with every stab.
Oh my God!
He said Lawrence's second known victim was 31-year-old Roxanne Hayes.
Wait.
She was a mother to three kids and was working as a sex worker to support her family.
Did he see this like on the side of the road? Was he painting and peered in a window?
So, from my understanding, it was like in like a neighborhood, and he's like doing his job as painting, and he looks over and there's fucking Lawrence just like going at it.
What the fuck? Where the fuck is this? What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
He's so brazen now. I mean, yeah, at least he was so stupid. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
So she had agreed to meet Lawrence for $20. Now, according to him, Roxanne tried to take more than what was agreed upon. But it was a clearly false statement since there was a witness to the crime.
Right.
Yeah, like, they're like, no.
God.
And, like, just kick her out of your house.
Yeah.
If that, like, you don't, like, that, there's some escalation there, dude.
And he's not a little dude. Like, I can look at pictures of him, and he's not, like, a small dude. And I don't know, this woman might not have been a small woman either, but, like, it gets to a point where it's, like, there's just some fundamental strength that men have that is not always, like, on your average woman. I used to be a bodybuilder, so obviously, like, I know there's a lot of women who can kick a lot of men's butts.
And you're
but, like,
tall, too. So.
Generally speaking, like, you can physically remove her from your home. That's not, like, usually an issue.
Yeah. Or let's be real about this. All he had to say, okay, well, I'll call the fucking cops.
Call the police. Yeah, exactly.
You're going to be the one getting arrested.
Exactly.
Like, hey, I'll get like a day in jail and be free.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Listen, like, I cut off this one chick's arm after I raped her and stuffed her in a canyon. 8 years. That's all I got. I'll be fine.
Yeah. I can handle one day.
I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Damn.
So, okay. So Lawrence would try to take his own life, and he ended up being housed in a psychiatric hospital for some time before he headed to jail for trial. So he did go straight to jail.
Okay.
After he was released from the psychiatric hospital.
Okay.
So during his trial for the murder of Roxanne, Mary actually flew down to testify against him. She would have to go into great detail again on what he did to her. She said, "I was raped. I had my arms cut off. He used a hatchet. He left me to die."
Yeah.
Lawrence's defense team claimed that the murder of Roxanne was a mistake due to too much emotion.
That was his defense?
That's his defense. Yeah, team.
Okay.
Like,
that sounds like a pretty shitty defense, but I'm okay with it because he's a pretty shitty person.
Yeah. There's like some people that like when I have like I could never defend because I would be like if I did defend them, I'd be like,
well, do you ever wonder? Do you ever wonder if like that's what they do? Is they're intentionally giving him a shitty defense?
Good. Or the defense is like, fuck this guy. Like, we'll do our job, but we're not gonna do it.
We're not gonna do it well. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
All right. So unintentional murder.
Yeah.
Because he got emotional.
Because, you know. So it only took the jury for 4 hours to decide he was guilty.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm,
Lawrence
mm-hmm.
would be given the death sentence on April 14th, 1998.
And this is in Florida, right?
Yeah, Florida. All right. So where are they now?
Yeah, where are they
well,
now?
Well, Joe. Yeah, that's the case. Like, I told you, like, you would think there'd be so much more out, and it's just very...
Well, it's old, too.
It's older, and it also seems to be, like, pretty like straightforward. Like it seems like he was like left her in the canyon, then went on about his normal life, and that was it.
Yeah.
Until he decided to
kill
let
someone
his
again.
Emotions get the best of him.
He
and
just
stab
got
somebody
really
to death.
Emotional and murdered somebody. It's okay. You know, it happens sometimes. It happens from time sometimes. To time. You just get really emotional and then accidentally murder a prostitute, like, or sex worker, excuse me.
So.
But I am curious so because when I Googled, like, because I always Google the names just to see, like, the pictures of who they are. And when I Googled it, there's, like, lots of pictures of her, I think, currently doing things. Mm-hmm. So I am very curious about where she is.
So Lawrence would die in jail due to cancer at the age of 74.
Yes. So finally, cancer took a good one out.
Fucking riddance. And Mary is an artist and a victim rights activist. She lives a quiet life and she is a mother. She struggled very hard after the attack.
I mean, obviously.
So she kind of just, she doesn't like to be in the limelight. She kind of does her own thing. But she's out there being an activist. And like I said, she's a mother. So.
Good for
that
her.
That is. And
she
also,
does a lot
like
of
I
art
said, like,
too, right?
Mm-hmm, she's an artist, yeah. And like I said, there's a lot of theories that these are not just his two victims, that there's other victims, just they were either never found, never mm-hmm. reported, or who knows what. So that is the case of the horrible Lawrence Singleton.
Well, what about the other woman? Damn it, what's her name?
Roxanne.
What about Roxanne? You said she was a mother. Are her kids...
She had three kids, but I didn't really see.
It wasn't much. Okay.
Yeah. There wasn't really much about it. And like, I mean, yeah.
It's
yeah,
terrible.
It's not. Yeah. It's horrible.
But I also like, you know, like when you have those like, and maybe this is like just a grief thing. I don't know. But like those days where you're just like, I literally can't do it anymore. Like, I just can't. And there's like certain people that like pop into my head when I have those moments, like Marsha P. Johnson, Harriet Tubman, mm-hmm. And I will admit, and then there's her name was, but she does pop into my head, and every once in a while it's like, if that fucking woman can walk naked down the streets in the desert with her arms chopped off, then I can fucking go to work today.
Yeah.
So you got a weekly win? You got something?
Well, I didn't get to walk as much this week with my walking group. I was a little disappointed, but
disappointment.
I know, first world problems, let me tell you. I started buying fall clothes for my kid.
Oh, did you find some?
To me. Yeah, they're finally freaking out. I was like, from what I remember is that, like, starting in, like, August, you would see fall clothes. And then now I'm, like, sitting there going to Target, and I'm like, what the fuck is the fall clothes? It's, like, after Labor Day now. I don't know. Like,
it's getting cold.
I leave the mainland to a tropical paradise, and I come back, and everything's fucking different. But, yeah, I did. I spent all the money that we don't have.
Did you?
But he doesn't have anything, though.
Did you get your Prime wardrobe? Did you get some clothes from there?
Oh, I did. I got a sweater, two pairs of jeans.
Nice.
And a top.
And you like them?
Like a long sleeve top. I do. I'm going to do it again.
Yay.
I like it because, one, it takes, like... You know, you can wear it for 7 days. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't, like, walk out and go shopping in it. I mean,
right,
I guess you could, but whatever.
But we're ethical people.
You can, like, test it out for 7 days and then return it. And then they only charge, like, when you go through, like, on Amazon Prime wardrobe, like, when you're like, oh, return or keep, you know, you hit that little button. And then only charges you, like, whatever you're actually keeping.
Yeah.
And they don't charge you until, like, they'll tell you, like, until they receive those items.
Nice.
That have been returned. So, that's like, awesome. It's nice. But I need some, like, rain boots.
Target's really good for those. They got cute ones.
I know. But, like, I did that before, like, when I lived up in Virginia.
Uh-huh.
And I just, like, after, like, a season, they just kind of...
Wear out?
Like, mine, like, wore out.
Okay.
So, like, or a year or two, like, I kind of want to spend that extra little money
just
and just
some longevity.
Get one that's going to, like, last.
Yeah.
That and like I also realized like I have no shoes. Like I have shoes. I have wedges
You got sandals.
and f sandals and flip flops. That's it.
But yeah,
I'm out. I
you're
have
gonna
like
need a
a
few
pair.
winter shoes.
Yeah, I'm like I have like no actual shoes.
Get you some
So
knockoff Uggs, girl.
I do still have my Uggs, but they're not like the they're knitted though. They're super cute. They're real comfortable.
Yeah,
I
I
need to get
bet.
them out of the garage.
Yeah, get them. It's
Not
about to
yet though.
be
It's still hot as hell.
basic white girl season. I know, it's not yet, but it's about
Yeah,
to be.
not in North Carolina, not anytime soon.
You know, in our world, we have to wear the Uggs, the sweater, the cardigan, sorry, the top, the scarf, with the PSL.
When does that shit start?
I'm
It's
guessing
in the 80s.
it'll probably be in like next month. I mean, typically most years it'll be like real hit or miss for October. I remember when I was a kid in North Carolina, Halloween was always hot, but like since we've been back, it's always been cold. So it usually gets cold by October.
Okay, so in like 2 weeks, got it.
It's coming. It's
But
coming.
anyways, so what's your weekly win?
I don't even know if this counts as a weekly win. It was just like a really happy moment in my life.
Then that's a weekly win.
So we were supposed to have a play date. My oldest nanny kid was off school today. It was a teacher work day for Yom Kippur. And so
Shit, they're going. Who? Shit. Okay.
I know. I
I've
know.
never heard that
Look at DPS
before.
honoring the Jewish holidays. I tell you what.
Anyways, okay.
So,
That's good to know.
which I mean, their family is Jewish, so they were going to celebrate, but they're not like strict. But so I had them in the morning and it was just me and the oldest, and we don't have many days like that anymore where it's just her and me, which, you know, I've been watching them going on 8 years. So, we were excited and we were going to have this play date at Sky Zone, and the play date just fell apart. Sky Zone had changed their hours on me, and I didn't even think to look because I was so familiar with their hours, and I was like, dang it. And then her friend never showed up, and you know, we were kind of bummed about it, and so we were trying to figure out like what we were gonna do and like make it still a fun day. And so there's a new downtown library that they just built, and I don't know if any of you know, I'm kind of obsessed with libraries. And it's massive and beautiful and huge. And I'd taken her little sister once, but her little sister's not as into like libraries and books and reading and stuff as like me and her older sister. So I was like, well, let's just go. And she was kind of bummed about it. But then when we got there, she was just like, oh my gosh, let's go to all the floors. And I showed her like the kids section, like where she could find her CDs and her graphic novels. And like it's like huge sections. Like we're used to tiny little like corners because the library we go to is smaller, but this one is massive. And she's just like going through and like, I want this graphic novel and this graphic novel and this graphic novel. And I'm like, you can have whatever you want. And then at one point she just goes, I just love the smell. Do you just know that smell? And I'm like, yeah, I
I
love
that's why I know I don't do like electronics
like
like
I love that smell
They're like,
too.
oh, download it. I'm like, nah, I like to actually hold the
I
book.
like the
Like
book,
that, like to me, I like the book.
and I just love
I will
perusing the
pay my
stacks.
$20 and get my fucking book.
And then
But
she's
yeah.
like, let's go find a little nook where we can just sit and read. And she's like, did you get your book, Jojo? Did you figure out what you want? Do we need to go upstairs so you can pick out your book? And I was like, yeah, I haven't. And she's like, well, which one are you gonna get? What are you thinking about?
Aww.
This one has a cool cover. Like, totally engaged. And I'm just like, I
That's
love how
awesome.
much that
That's
you're
a
loving
weekly
this
win
right
to
now.
me.
And I'm just having a blast with you in the library because there's very few people who will enjoy just chilling in a library with me. And I love it. And she made this comment because we used to do the library all the time, like the playtimes and story times. That was one of our main events that we did when she was itty bitty. And she goes, Jojo, I've been your library buddy since I was like 2. I was like, yeah,
Yeah,
you have.
pretty much.
How dare I
True.
forget?
Aww,
So it's
love
just, I was,
it.
yeah, that was just a really fun moment. I am including that as my
Good.
weekly win.
Yeah, take it. I think it's a great weekly win.
And I got a
All
raise.
right.
Oh, I forgot to mention that.
Girl, how is that not a weekly win? That's like a
I
life win.
forgot. No, I forgot. I completely forgot.
Oh
Yeah,
my
I got a
God.
raise. Woo!
I forgot I got more money. That
It
must
just,
be
it
okay.
literally just happened like 3 hours ago.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, there you go. All right. Well, come join us next week, guys. We have another super
Dude, yeah,
cheerful.
the one next week is going to be rough, but it's another like survivor story. This is like another one of those women where I'm having hard days. I'm just like, if she could do the things that she did to save herself, then I can get the
We're
fuck
gonna
out of
be
my bed.
okay. Oh, I know, right? I know. I feel ya. All right. All right, y'all, I gotta go get some like hot toddy or something. My voice is killing me. Hopefully I have a voice again next week.
God, no kidding. All right, well, if you guys enjoyed it, don't forget, give us a like, a follow, a subscribe, give us 5 stars, share us with a friend, and, you know, stay alive, lock your doors, get a dog.
Keep on trucking.
Bye, fam.
Bye.